1089.
I would like to just take a moment and ask you if you will become a partner with us in helping people all over the world come to know Christ and also helping them with their needs and the pain that they have in their life. We would love to have you be our partner.
As a thank you to any new or current partner that signs up for convenient automatic giving, we'd like to send you the devotional Promises for Your Everyday Life. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Now, in Exodus chapter 5, I'm going to start at verse number 5. Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens." And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as hence hitherto. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the tale of the bricks which they did make hitherto, heretofore, ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, Let us go and sacrifice to our God." God heard the cry of Israel, and they wanted, you know, in their slavery and in their slavery mentality, their cry had gone up, and they wanted to go and sacrifice unto the God. After Moses had gotten their attention, they wanted to go and sacrifice unto the God. But I want to show you this. This is the first point I want you to write. But in verse 9, he said, let there more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. Moses, when he came to them, he brought them the promise of God. He brought them the word of God. The taskmasters in Egypt, the Pharaoh, said, "Put heavier burdens on them so that they will not be able to heed or take or pay attention to these vain words," or to these words Moses is speaking to them. Now let's bring it into 2014. Some people are so burdened down with the cares of this life, bills, relationships, infirmity, fearful of what tomorrow is going to bring. Hello? Just like in Egypt, where the system has you so burdened that even when you hear a word of deliverance, you ain't heard nothing. Your deliverance is right in the house, right in your lap, going in one ear and out the other ear. He said, put a heavier burden on these people so that they won't listen to these vain words. I mean, that's how the system works. You know, it works. I mean, almost supernaturally, it works like that. You know, you start seeing breakthrough and you move. And then all of a sudden, shoom, out of nowhere, here comes something. It's the devil. Tell somebody, it's the devil. He's for real. He'll send something just why? To steal your joy, to stop your faith, to oppress you. And a lot of people, because of the slave mentality, they stop right there. They don't understand that it's a diabolical, supernatural scheme of the enemy to try to keep you in bondage. Because, see, when God sent Moses, guess what? Deliverance was there. God was sending to deliver his people. And so that's why the heavy bondage came. The enemy knew it was time. See, the enemy doesn't know times like we know times, but he can see. You know, he can see. Sometimes when you're about to move forward, when you're about to break out, when blessings come your way, so he tries to, see, he knows when your spirit is starting to get strong. He knows when you're starting to think a little different. He knows when you're starting to shake some of them chains off of you. He knows when you're starting to draw lines and over those phony relationships. Hello? He knows when you're drawing back from stuff that he knows he's held you in bondage to. He knows when you're drawing back, so he tries to load up other stuff. Tell somebody, you better recognize. In Exodus 5:9, the verse we just read, the battle is over identity. Write that down. That's the first line of warfare. Will you remain in your mind a slave, or are you a firstborn? Will you remain in your mind a slave? Or you say, you know what, I might be in this condition, but this is not me. This is not me. This is not my destiny. This is not my portion. I might have messed up. I might have got here, amen, even not on my own cognizance. I'm here, but this ain't where I'm staying. Come on, tell somebody, I'm moving on. Come on, I'm growing up. I'm rising. Come on, tell somebody, don't stay there and die. The first line of warfare is over identity. See, the enemy, as I've been saying, will increase the pressure of life's conditions. In other words, he's going to increase pressure on your life through conditions or crises. He will do that. He'll increase it, and it's geared toward accomplishing one thing: to keep you from paying attention to what God is saying to you. And if you're honest, you know you've been there before. So much going on, you know, and you don't get what God is saying till later. I've been there, you know, just so much going on, so much drawing at your attention until you really humble yourself and begin to seek God. And then you hear what God was saying all along. It's geared to one thing alone, to get you to not pay attention to what God, through his word, is saying to you. And I want you to just think for a moment. Be honest with yourself. Don't bring other people into the picture. Be honest with yourself. Are you listening to what God is saying to you? Or has the condition and the pressures of life's conditions got you to where you can't hear? You ain't hearing. The battle is over your identity. Because if you're not listening to God, you're going to remain with a slave mentality. You will revert back to what you know, what you have known, what your mama and her mama and her mama knew. And you won't want anything different. But if you are listening to God, there's a life-changing, a transforming word. See, I'm ahead of myself again here, but you know what? God is going to take you where you've never been before. Hello? He's going to take you into dimensions of things that you've never experienced before. And it's, tell somebody, it's going to be all good. But he's going to take you from being a slave or a slave mentality into places you've never experienced before. A bit of heaven on earth. That's the plan. Amen? Was to bring them out of bondage, to take them into the promise. So, identity battle. Whose are you? Who are you? Check yourself. Are there still old mindsets? As I said recently, you know, I believe the move that we are a part of in the spirit is a move of reformation, reforming. It's not denominational nor institutional. And our relationships are based upon just that relationship, not on, you know, a bunch of institutionalized things. Hello? That's what keeps us together. Relationship and understanding protocols in the spirit. There's not a whole bunch of, you know, bylaws and rules and regulations and stuff. You know, I mean, there's the rule and the governance of the spirit. You know, Jesus made a statement once. He said, Father, make them one as we are one. May they be one together in one. You see, if we're truly going to be one and be in unity, it's not just through us, you know, dressing alike. You know what I mean? Uniformity. No, it's by, Jesus said, make them one as we are one. Let them love you with the same love I love you. In other words, if we're going to be one, my love for Jesus has to be on the same level of your love for Jesus. In other words, whatever my capacity is, I'm loving him with all my heart. And whatever your capacity is, you're loving him with all your heart. And then when we're on that level, whatever, wherever we are, whatever level we're on, then we can become one. But without that, we're not one. Because if you're loving him with all your heart, and then I'm over here half-stepping, playing around, careless, and not doing what I know I should do, then there's an imbalance. You know, that's true unity. And so the fivefold ministry is for the perfecting of the saints. Until what? We come into the unity of the Spirit. In other words, the water level rises in all of us to the point where, you know what? I may not know the scripture like you know it. I may not be called like you're called, but I'm living all I know. You're living all you know. Then guess what? We're on the same frequency. We're on the same frequency. We are manifesting Christ. Amen. So the first thing is an identity battle. Look in Exodus chapter 4 and verse 22. Now Pharaoh is saying, I don't want them listening to these lies. But God said in chapter 4, verse 22 to Moses, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Now you see the identity battle. Moses is telling Pharaoh what God said. Pharaoh's trying to tell them what he thinks. Now, my question to you, whose report are you going to believe today? Are you going to believe that where you are or where you have been or what is lacking in your life is the way it's supposed to be? Pharaoh is supposed to govern or to hold you in bondage in your past and in lack and insufficiency? Or are you going to move into what God has said as far as you being the firstborn? No matter what our condition or our physical condition, we should be able to say, I am blessed and I am highly favored. Yeah, I've been mistreated, but I'm still highly favored. Folk don't treat me right all the time, but guess what? I'm highly favored of the Lord. Oftentimes, you're not celebrated around people that you're around all the time. And you can, your identity can be misconstrued. Especially if they have character flaws and they have issues that they carry and they always complain or always critical of you, then you know that's going to eventually take a toll on how you're thinking or how you're seeing yourself. I don't mean in a prideful way either. I mean in a way that God sees you, because he says, Israel is my firstborn. They are honorable. Tell somebody, I'm God's firstborn. We are the apple of his eye. Amen. So a firstborn, number one, has status. And now here's the catch. The firstborn can never be a slave. Come on. A firstborn could never become a slave. You must learn to embrace God's identity for you. Now, when we talk about Egypt and the type of Egypt, a type today of Egypt is the world system. It is. It's a hard taskmaster. Don't believe me? Just open up your wallet or your purse and look at those credit cards. Or go home and look in your file or on your computer or something at the bills. And a lot of them ain't justified. A lot of them, you know, you got hoodwinked into. And you've been paying on it 15 years and you're still paying interest. Don't shout me down. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm telling you, the hard taskmasters. That's exactly what it is. It's a system. And the moment you want to go and worship God, and say, you got to work overtime, and I'm going to take all your energy. I'm going to vex your spirit. So when you do go to church, all you're going to do is sit up.
We are continuing in part one of our new series entitled Transformation, Breaking the Bondage. Moses was taking the word of God to the people, but the taskmasters did not want the people to hear what Moses had to say. In Exodus 5, verse 4, the Bible says, And the king of Egypt said unto them, Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, allow the people to cease from their works? Get you unto your burdens. The taskmaster wanted to place a heavier burden on the people, but Jesus said in Matthew 11:30, For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The ploy of the enemy is to keep God's people from hearing the truth, so they will remain in bondage. First line of warfare is the battle for identity. Are you a slave or are you a child of God? The enemy would love to keep you from paying attention to what God is saying about you and your situation. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS.